It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The next budget for Denver Public Schools gets a vote today, and parents and other groups are asking the district to focus on racial equity before deciding on the budget. They want a budget that avoids any direct cuts that would affect students of color and low-income and special needs students. Parents and students also want more Black history to be taught in school, and they want the district to hire more Black teachers. Denver schools are facing a $65 million budget shortfall because of the pandemic and a drop in tax revenues. Student athletes in some school districts have resumed training, but with strict health precautions. Workouts must be outside, and schools must screen for coronavirus symptoms before each practice. Bert Borgman with High School Sports Governing Body says they're still deciding on games and competitions.
By mid-July, late July, we probably will have an awful lot of more information from the medical folks from the governor's office. But our intent is, if at all possible, we want them playing.
In some districts, formal practices may begin in August. Funding from Mile High United Way will help bring relief to families with children around the metro area. The organization has divided $4.5 million among more than 100 groups. CEO Christine Bonero says they prioritize programs that are seeing high demand as more parents get back to work.
We know that child care centers are having trouble literally keeping their lights on, that this new world we're living in and how we support families and children is going to be very different.
Other grant recipients include groups that support literacy and out-of-school programs. Colorado arts organizations have received more than $850,000 in pandemic relief funding. CPR's Natalia Navarro has more.
The Colorado Creative Industries Office says 156 groups in the state received federal funding through the CARES Act and the so-called COVID-19 Creatives Relief Fund. The one-time payments were for $5,000. They went to nonprofit arts organizations with yearly budgets under $1 million. Officials say small groups that work in underserved communities got priority. Recipients include the Latino Cultural Arts Center in Denver, the Pikes Peak Arts Council, and Southwest Colorado Concerts Incorporated. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Fire danger is high for much of Colorado today, with red flag warnings for Colorado Springs, Pueblo, and Grand Junction. This is CPR News.